Welcome back to another broadcast. Let me ask you a question. How do you respond to situations which cause you to be afraid? What is your reaction when you face problems that make you uncomfortable? Do you start thinking certain things that cause you to run away from the problem or to avoid the problem or to stick your head in the sand, proverbially, and hope that if you ignore the problem, it'll just go away? If that's you, if I've just described your behavior, then you really have demonstrated the first three letters of the truth scenario for those who believe the lie that it's easier to avoid my problems than it is to face them. And see, the first three parts of that are the trigger event, which is the fear or the discomfort of problems. The second is the thought process or the reckless thinking of if I can just run away from this problem, it'll go away. If I ignore it, it'll go away. I'm going to avoid it. And then, of course, the unspiritual or unhealthy response is to actually avoid or run away from problems. You and I both know we cannot run away from our problems. If we try and run away from our problems, they will find us wherever we go. Have you met the person that thought they had problems with their parents? The problems were with their mother or with their father. And so they moved away to college or they moved away somewhere else. And sure enough, the same problems arose in that new location. But their mother and father wasn't there. What was the problem? The problem was how they handled life and their problems. And I want to help you deal with these problems. And we've learned in the last broadcast how to solve problems or deal with the problem, confronting it so that we don't have to avoid the problem. And we looked at principles such as praying for guidance. And then we discussed define your problem. That's write it down on a piece of paper. If you can't write it down, then chances are you can't really identify what the problem is. Then we looked at listing alternatives for how to solve the problem. And what are the ramifications for each of those? Sometimes they work partway, and sometimes they have another effect to it. And we then began to identify, you know, what are those results? And then after we've done the first four steps, you would then decide on which response you were going to take in confronting or dealing with the problem, and then just act and trust the Lord. I hope that you took notes on that last time, and maybe you began applying it to your life today. But what is some truthful thinking that we can do? Truthful thinking is biblical thinking. And if we're going to deal with a problem, we need to deal with the problem God's way. And so a truthful thinking, part of this truth scenario, the trigger event, the reckless thinking, the unhealthy reaction, the truthful thinking, how am I going to get that? Well, you first need to repent of running your own life and dealing with problems in your own way, and not following the Lord and asking the Lord to guide you, but instead asking the Lord to bless you as you ran from your problems. You need to confess that to the Lord. You need to forsake it. Ask Him to forgive you. Yield yourself to Him. That's what we need to do. And then God can begin to work in your heart, and He can begin to put truthful thinking into your mind and into your heart, that you need to handle these things God's way. You're going to think, I need to handle this situation in God's timing. And the sooner that I face this problem, the sooner God can work through me to solve it. And then, of course, the healthy response, which is the last letter of the truth that we're building here, is that pray for God's help and take action and do it. Now, we talked last broadcast about how to deal with just any specific problem, whether it is a financial problem, or whether it is a major decision in your life, whether it's to change jobs or change locations, any kind of a problem in general we looked at last broadcast. But today I want to look at solving problems that we might have with people. You know, each day as we interact with others, our wants, goals, desires, you know, it's either going to work in harmony with other people or there's going to be a conflict. And sometimes when these conflicts arise, you know, they're not just going to go away on their own, and we're going to need to deal with them. Looking at Proverbs chapter number 25, verses 8 through 15, we're going to see biblical principles. In fact, we're going to see five biblical principles that are going to help us in dealing or confronting problems that we have with people. Let's read the text. Proverbs 25, verse 8 to 15. Go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when thy neighbor hath put thee to shame. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover not a secret to another, lest he that heareth it put thee to shame, and thine infamy turn not away. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to them that send him, for he refresheth the soul of his masters. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. In this text, we're going to find the five principles, and the first one is found in verse number 8. And the principle is, go not forth hastily to strive. Verse 8 gives us the first important principle, which is to act slowly. Go not forth hastily to strive is a great warning to those in the midst of a problem. Too often people address problems just way too quickly, or they're unequipped, and instead of solving the problem, they only intensify it. It would be best first to get all of the facts and then make sure that the problem really exists. Only hearing one side of the story is just that, half of a story. I've had times where people came to me and shared with me what happened, and I was ready to rip somebody's head off because I can't believe they did that. And then I went and talked to the other individual, and I heard their side of the story. And you know, it was completely different. And so we need to get all of the facts together. Many great problems between people were created due to invalid accusations. You know, he said, she said. The Bible warns us that there's little hope for those who are hasty in their words. And that's found in Proverbs chapter number 29 and verse number 20. And it says this, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Make sure that you are acting and not reacting. Another phase of acting slowly is to clearly define the problem. If you can't correctly point out and explain the problem to yourself, you're definitely going to fail in communicating it to others. Looking at principle number 2 is found in verses 9 and 10. Verse 9 says, debate not thy cause with thy neighbor himself. When confronting people problems, it's important to remember this next principle. Only deal with those who are already involved. The goal of problem solving is to deal with a problem and bring all involved back into a healthy relationship. If we go about as talebearers and share the problems with others, we only intensify the problem and make it more difficult to bring resolution and restoration of the guilty people involved, as well as create an additional problems to address. If you consider yourself a faithful believer who wants to aid others in spiritual victory, then you will heed Proverbs 11:13. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Matthew 18:15 instructs us that if we want to gain a brother, we are to discuss the matter with him alone. The believer who has the love will bear all things. He bears all things by being silent. The Greek word used for beareth means to put a roof over. We truly are bearing all things when we keep the matter quiet and to ourselves. Principle number 3, found in verse number 11 to 13. So a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. These verses clearly show us how to accomplish principle 3. Confront for the purpose of reproof and restoration, and not for retaliation or an attack. The phrase fitly spoken has a unique meaning. It comes from two words meaning above and to revolve. When confronting someone about their actions, many will go with the idea of wanting to say the right thing at the right time. Like most people, we could blast them about their wrongdoing at the beginning of the conversation and do it in the name of, I just had to get it off my chest. However, the Lord wants us to look to Him and speak words that are from above, and at the right turning, let the thoughts be known. Our words should be presented as if we were decorating a tree or helping a friend with an earring or a piece of jewelry. If one that we confront is yielding to the Lord, both parties will be blessed. The end result should be a refreshing of the soul. The context of this verse has to do with messengers, and it applies to this situation because we are bringing a message of truth. So as I'm stating, we're not going to sharply say words. We're going to just gently bring the words out, gently confront the person, gently share. And in being gentle like that, we're really being strong. Like we're hanging an ornament, we're decorating something, we're putting on a fine piece of jewelry, we're going to apply this confrontation of words addressing the problem to this individual. Principle number 4, whoso boasteth himself. And at first glance, this verse that it's tucked in the middle of this passage seems to have nothing to offer for problem solving, but it gives us an important truth. It lets us know that when we are addressing a problem with another, the focus is on them and the problem and not ourselves. It's not about our feelings, even though we may have been hurt, and our motivating force behind the confrontation. And it's not about what has been done wrong to us. It is about confronting sin for the sake of restoring the sinner back into fellowship with God and ourselves. Countless times, I've tried to help people who have been wronged and they could not get past themselves. They just wanted to reach out and they wanted to retaliate. They wanted to straighten them out. Maybe they wanted to make them hurt like they hurt. So for success in solving problems, keep focused on the problem. And then finally, principle number 5, by long forbearing is a prince persuaded. This step, be patient, is probably the most important and the most overlooked. It seems that we love when the Lord is patient and long-suffering with us. You can find examples of that in Numbers chapter 14, verse 18, and Psalm 86, verse 15. But you know, the flip side of the coin is we are lax in reciprocating the same to others. You would think that people who experience the long-suffering and the patience of the Lord would be long-suffering and patient to others, but that's not the way that it is. It's the way it should be, but it's not the way that it is. He instructs us to be patient with all men, 1 Thessalonians 5:14, 2 Timothy 2:24. He instructs us to be patient with all men and also patient in our tribulation or affliction. It is good to reason that if through long forbearing, a prince is persuaded, how much more will it take to persuade others? There would be less trouble in our lives and in the church if people would heed the commandments of the Lord. The Lord promises to build those who obey his teaching and also to bless them. Matthew 7:24 likens him to a wise man who builds his house upon a rock. And James 1:25 says that he will be blessed in his deeds. You know, it's never easy to act spiritually, but the Lord is our strength and our guide. We need to look to him and he will guide us as we face problems with individuals. So for you, instead of being triggered by fear and this wrong thinking or reacting and then unhealthy thinking and then the unspiritual response, why don't we just follow what the Lord wants us to do? Go not hastily forth. Debate your cause with the neighbor himself. So is a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. Make sure you're reproving to benefit and correct them. It's all about them and not about you, so no boasting, and be long forbearing. So I hope this has helped you to confront problems and to escape and avoid the lie that it's easier to avoid problems than it is to face them. So until the next time, God bless.